Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know.
Yes, my friends, it is time for story time on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. I think a lot about flies, my friends. I don't know why. Today we revisit a story, which is one of my annual tributes to flies from about 4 years ago. The story is called, I Don't Know Why I Swallowed the Fly. Yesterday I swallowed a fly. Well, actually, I didn't eat it. I just bit into it. It was swimming in a glass of wine, and I, thinking that it was a bit of cork, reflexively bit into it and realized that whatever I was chewing was crunching. And so I spit it out, and I discovered it was a big, ugly, cut-in-half black fly. You know, there are lots of jokes about, waiter, there's a fly in my soup, etc., but this was not a joke to me. We actually have had an epidemic of flies at our home ever since we let the neighbor put their horses in our pasture. That's when the flies started, and now they seem to be in some sort of cycle where 10 new house flies are being born every day, and they come straight into the kitchen hoping to get a drink and some small hors d'oeuvres by dive bombing my wine and alighting on the butter. It's disturbing. I've been taught that every creature has its proper place in our great ecosystem, but I am hard-pressed to see what critical role is played by flies. Even Ogden Nash wrote a poem about that that goes, God in his wisdom made the fly, and then forgot to tell us why. Entomologists, otherwise known as bug experts, tell us that house flies evolved over the last 66 million years and that they came here from the Middle East because they like people so much. They like us because we make garbage and dead animals that they like to eat and feces, both animal and human, where they like to lay their eggs. As far as I'm concerned, they don't eat enough of my garbage for me to see them as useful. Plus, they are ugly and they have big red creepy eyes. I also read about how they mate, and it is too disgusting to tell you, so don't even imagine a male fly climbing on top of a female's thorax and then having the female push her pulsating oviposter into his genital opening. Ugh, yuck! Do not think about that or even visualize it, my friends. Plus flies, they spread diseases, like bad diseases, like typhoid and dysentery and polio and leprosy and tuberculosis. However, my biggest concern here is not the bubonic plague or typhoid or cholera or borborygmus or even fly fever. My biggest concern is trauma. For this fly-biting incident made me think back on the worst thing I ever put into my mouth. That episode occurred when I was very young. I was outside playing, collecting small sticks for a fort I was building in the dirt so that I could have my little plastic soldiers defended against the Germans. Anyway, I needed a thick, stubby stick, and I found that one that was just about right, and I proceeded to bite off the end of it so it could be sized perfectly, but the stick did not crack. It gushed. I had bitten into a squirming, dirt-laden banana slug, and it was horrifying. And I ran to my mother screaming, "Mommy, Mommy, I ate a slug. And she nestled me in her arms and stroked my hair to calm me. Nonetheless, that incident traumatized me for years and made me clinically paranoid about what I might put in my mouth. Anything even remotely the consistency of raw slug was off the menu. Oysters, eggs, snails, pudding were all verboten. And now, at least 50 years later, I still recall that fateful bite of slime with horror. And now I have crunched into the body of a housefly. Musca domestica, I've crunched into its body, and I wonder, have I created another indelible trauma? True to form, after realizing what I had done, I started getting upset, and I ran off to my wife saying, "Honey, honey, honey, I ate a fly." And she nestled me in her arms and stroked my bald head to calm me. And that is our bug story. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.